So he said, I'm going to verse 36 says, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. And you know that the moon had been in the sky ever since you've been here. You talk to the generation prior before you, they'll tell you it was there. And if you could continue to talk to the generation after you, it's there, sun and the moon. He said them there, man. He said, well, I'm going to set a throne. It's going to last forever. Guess what? All the rest of them going down. All the rest of the throne, all the rest of the kingdom and thrones and whatever, they're going down. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, didn't he say? Didn't he say? He got over in the spirit. You know what he said over to the end, close to the end of Revelation? He said, I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth coming down out of God. Ooh, I saw it. I saw a new heaven, a new earth. What was in that new heaven, new earth? No sin, no sickness, no disease. This new earth, now that all this garbage that's going on, all this politicking, all this squabbling, all this, you know, you've done me wrong. It's gone. I saw the earth. All that garbage be dumped in the fire, into the garbage pit, wherever it belongs. And this new earth, this new heaven, this new earth is going to be filled with God himself. Woo. But we must tell the people that's here on this earth now of the goodness of God, because this is the dressing up room. This is the preparation time. If you don't get it done, if you don't get it in this room, this time and space, while on planet Earth, if you don't make a decision now, and the next one will be too late. And there but two places to be: heaven with God or hell with Satan. There were two places: heaven, hell. And he's not going to let Satan and his hell and all of his stuff back into this new earth. You know why? We got a resurrected Lord that's in covenant with God, and a covenant can't be broken. The first man broke that covenant with God, but this one can't be broken. Resurrected man, Almighty God. And this heaven, but we must tell him, because see, there's been so much deception, people think you're trying to mess over. False religion, false prophet, false this and false that, and all somebody all the way out trying to pump themselves. The Bible didn't tell me to pump myself. He said, lift Jesus. Didn't he say it? He said, if I be lifted up, we'll draw. And see, people want to lift themselves up. It want to be so important. I just want Jesus to be important, because he is important. Because I can't save you, but I can tell you how to get saved. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. This is the integrity of his word. Watch this. Our integrity, we said it last week, and it has to do with soundness and moral character and honesty. God has nothing unsound in him. He's sound, he's perfect. You can't find no default anything in God. His word is absolutely true, dependable, trustworthy. You'll never be put to shame. You'll never be told a lie. His word stands true to you and throughout eternity. Hallelujah. So, Hebrews 13 and 8, we know so well. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ, the same when, yesterday, today, and forever. You can't separate Jesus from God, and God won't be separated from Jesus. He is divine. God is divine. He brought us in this family in the new birth, and we have joined this divine, everlasting, unchangeable, eternal, almighty God. So some, since Jesus Christ, the same when yesterday, today, and forever. Psalm 107 says, ooh, glory to God. Psalm 107 says, in verse 20, Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word. He did what? He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word. And did what? And healed them. Acts 10:38, how God? How who? God sent his word. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and doing what? Healing. Doing what? Healing. How many? All that was oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God was with him. And I'm closing. And John 14:12 said, most assuredly, John 14:12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now watch this. What Jesus did, he never ended it. He just began it. Luke writing the book of Acts, both the authors, he wrote the book of Acts, and he also wrote the book of Luke. And notice how Luke began this particular book. And if you go to the book of Luke, you can tell the similarity in the writing. He said, the former treaty have I made with the Theophilus of all that Jesus began. Notice what he said. Of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He just began it. He said, truly I tell you, but most surely I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, shall he do also. We are to do what he did. Why? Because we're his body. He is our example. What a God-fearing man, what a Holy Ghost man, woman, boy, and girl. What we are to do. We are to carry this message. We are to preach this gospel. We are to heal the sick.